Welcome back to All Things Boobs. My name is Madison.
And I'm Satara.
We're very fortunate to have Nicole here. She is the founder of Fit Game, and she does amazing like sportswear. And both me and Sat are so excited to chat with her about what she's doing, what her brand has done. I have been super fortunate to try some of her products before, and Satara's is on the way. Coming on. And yeah, let's introduce yourself.
First of all, thank you for having me. It's really exciting to speak to you. Like I said, like I feel like I literally already know you. So it feels like I'm having a chat with a couple of friends. So that's really nice. So my name is Nicole, as you said. I'm the founder and owner of Fit Game. We do high sports bras for fuller busted women, but we now also do lower impact ones. And I just recently launched the new product, which is the tank top with the inbuilt support. So, so I'm starting to come up with, you know, kind of build my range slowly. And I do sizing from D to K cups, UK sizing. 28 to 40 bands.
She also does custom sizing too. And so we're very, very, very appreciative of the fact that she not only has such a wide size range, but she also can do like custom adjustments, which is like so bomb. Okay. So tell us a little bit about like, what was the inspiration behind forming the brand? Like, why did you go into sportswear specifically?
Okay. So basically, I play beach volley a lot. So I'm a beach volleyball player. And the main inspiration was there was a period of time where I was training nonstop. So I think I was training literally 7 days a week and sometimes even multiple times per day, but twice per day, for example. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was just this really hectic period of my life where I was training so much. And I just started to become really aware about the lack of support. And about my displeasure about, you know, the sports bras that I had in my kind of sports bra rotation. So, yeah, there was this really hectic, like 4 or 5 months where I was just constantly annoyed and, you know, playing beach volley on the beach where you're constantly surrounded by other women who are wearing, you know, really nice bikinis and everything. When the search started for a higher performing sports bra, I started to realize that I didn't like any of the options that there were, like the higher support options that there were. So that's when I started to become interested in, you know, I started to look for some sports bras to try out. That was a summer where I think I must have tried about 20 or 30 sports bras trying to find, you know, the good one that will kind of satisfy what I was looking for, and eventually not finding anything that I liked. And where by the end of the summer, I was like, okay, now I think it's time that I start something up for myself and really get a bra, which I feel is the one that I'm kind of looking for. So that's how Fit Game started. I started with the first bra, which was the Empower bra. And yeah, and then it kind of continued on from there. Now we have the Impact Bra and, you know, the other new products, the two new products as well. So we're moving on from the Empower Bra now to other things, which is exciting.
That is so exciting. I can really, really feel that. I feel like for myself, I also played a lot of volleyball. It wasn't beach volleyball, but a lot of volleyball in high school. And I always struggled with finding such like a good sports bra that would just fit. I ended up wearing 2 sports bras just to have enough like bounce reduction. And it was wild. But it really just does sound like you created the brand out of being a frustrated consumer, which is, I think, how the best brands are born. Just something that's not on the market, something that you don't like. And I think that's really, really impressive, especially the amount, like certainly back to before, the amount of sizes that you offer for being such a small brand too. Like, that's incredible. I definitely applaud you because that's a hard thing to do. Can you share with us a little bit some of the challenges that came with building and developing these sports bras?
Where do I start, I guess? I think one of the biggest I mean, not in the development. I think right now one of the biggest challenges that the brand faces, along with other, you know, fuller bust brands, is kind of like the misconception around bra sizing, which I'm sure that all of you, both of you, like know very well. Because I think lots of people don't really feel that they are catered for by my brand, when in reality, I feel that with the sizing that I'm doing, which is D to K cups, I think I'm catering for around 70% of the female population. But just so many people, I think they dismiss the brand just because they think that I'm not doing their sizing, when in reality, they're just wearing the wrong size bra, you know? So I think that is the biggest issue that the brand faces, especially when I'm calling it kind of like a fuller bust brand. When in reality, you know, for example, I do a 30E or a 32E or 32 double D. They're not really that fuller bust, but in reality, these people are just not considering kind of like my brand at all, just because when they see, you know, D plus sizing, they're kind of dismissing the brand just because they think they're not catered by it, you know?
Oh, that's interesting. So you have people that think they're like a 34B that don't think that you have their bra. Yeah, is that like correct?
Exactly.
What I'm assuming? Okay, I see.
I've bumped into a lot of this as well with like my own brand, but also with having just the fuller bust knowledge, like being on the internet and stuff. As soon as you launch something or you talk about different sizes, people go, oh, I'm never going to fit into that. When it's like, no, you've just been put into the wrong size. I'm really glad that you touched on that, because it is really apparent how many people still don't think that they're going to fit into a size range, or they just dismiss it completely. But I think the biggest challenge, like you said, is just changing the misconception that the bra size is what we think.
I mean,
it
this is saying that if you go to a normal bra store, I would say, not one that is specialized, like it's not like a specialized bra store, you at least locally, you literally just find A through D cups maximum. And when you mention D cups, you know, everyone is thinking these huge sizes, when in reality it's just 4 inches of a difference between, you know, the fullest part of your bust and your under bust, which is not something so significant at the end of the day. So I used to think that this problem was just locally, just because I live in such a small place. But the more I go into it, the more I realize that it's not, you know, just a local issue at all. It's very much worldwide. That lots of women are wearing the wrong size bra, and they're not finding, not being correctly fitted. And in the end, you know, it's kind of like a worldwide thing that I really didn't think it would be a worldwide issue.
Absolutely. I'm curious, like, have you had any experiences where someone came to you and thought they weren't in the size range, and then you helped them find their size, and then they ended up buying the product in the right size, and it, like, they were like, oh my gosh, my life has changed. Like, have you had anything like that?
I don't do a lot of in-person fittings, but I did a couple recently.
Right.
And I had someone who was wearing a 36D. Okay, so that is in my size range, but it's at the very kind of upper limit of the size range, or lower limit. And I fitted her into a 32J. So that is a huge difference, you know. I don't know how many cup sizes there are in between. But yeah, she had just got fitted at another local place. And, you know, there was an actual fitter, you know, taking measurements and everything. And she said that she felt really impressed by what she did, you know, by the fact that she took her measurements and everything. But then when I gave her the 32J size, she was like, I've never even heard of a J cup. And after, she was so surprised that when she started ordering bras in this size, you know, it's total life changer, because we might not realize that a bra is something so trivial, but at the end of the day, you're wearing it for 10 hours, 12 hours of your day. So it's something that is affecting you so much.
Yeah.
And if you're constantly adjusting during the day, I mean, it's not a comfortable feeling at all, I guess. So yeah, I think, like, in terms of the brand, this is the current issue that it faces, like the biggest issue. But I mean, in terms of the products themselves, Yeah, it's been quite a ride, I guess. development of products is definitely not easy, especially something as so technical as a bra. I think I'm also not very kind to myself when I'm developing these products, because I'm coming up with these kind of like concepts that I'm not even sure are gonna work or not, and I only ever know that they work until I have the final finished product, you know, in my hand. So yeah, that's kind of a wild ride, I guess, because in the meantime you have this product in your mind, and all throughout the sampling period and the prototyping period you're like, but will this work, will this be how I have it in mind, because I've never seen like this concept being done before.
Right.
Yes.
So
yeah, I think that's perfect though. I think that is really important that you're constantly innovating, because that is what the industry needs. Right now we don't have these things, so these new creative ideas need to come forward in order for something else to work. And that kind of leads perfectly into the next question, but what do you feel is innovative about the approach that you take with the sports bras?
I think it's always, but first of all, one thing that I learned from the first bra is always to take feedback from the customers. And from potential customers as well. So what the first thing that I do every time is I kind of gather a survey of, I don't know, at least like 700 participants or something like this, and then gather all the data and try to find the common frustrations amongst you know, the people who are replying. So that was one of the biggest learnings that I took from the first bra, because I did the first bra depending all on my issues, you know, like featuring all the solutions to the problems that I had, but that might not necessarily be the same problems that all the other people who are wearing sports bras have as well. Always starts off with a survey, just seeing like what are the biggest issues that you are, you know, fuller busted people or women are facing. And then of course trying to come up with a concept that kind of amalgamates all of the problems into a sleek and elegant solution that's kind of solves. So I think with a problem solving approach. Of course I try to end up with a product that doesn't look very, you know, too bad, I guess, but the main So the main issue, like, it starts from a problem solving approach, I think, which I'm sure like quite a lot of brands are not. There are lots of brands that, you know, focus on fashion and everything. And like I said, I want the products to look good, because just because you have fuller bust doesn't mean that you don't want to look just as equally good as everyone else, if not more. But yeah, the best thing I think is to start like from the frustrations that potential customers have.
Yeah, I think I've tried the Impact bra, right? That's the one I had. I think I really appreciate your attention to that, the vibe, right? Because again, there are a lot of fuller bust sports bras where they're functional, but then, you know, I feel kind of like I'm wearing a specialized bra because it's not cute. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, I had to get this because of my size versus like, this is something I would choose to wear. And I really appreciated that about your bra. Like when I got in the mail, I was like, oh, this is like cool and Black Widow-ish and like sleek looking, which I think is really important nowadays. I think that like our generation of fuller bust women are like really wanting to like not feel different. Right. We don't want to like stand out for the bus. Like we really want to fit in. We want to feel like we can be as cute and sexy, right, in our bras. And I think that your bras really achieve that. The other thing I really loved about the Impact Sports bra is that there were so many design choices that I felt were really innovative for such a small brand. Because usually when you see small brands, you know, they're not taking huge risks because they're kind of testing out the market and going with what works first. But this bra has like this fully adjustable band that has like the hooks that go all the way across so you can completely adjust it. And then it also had the wireless, like it achieved the separation in the, like in wireless, but then it also had the compression on top and the back was open. I was like, what the heck? This bra has so many new things I have never seen before. And it was cute. And so I was really impressed with not only that it was a high impact sports bra that worked and that I could run in and that I had like an emotional experience running in. I like DM'd Nicole, I was like crying because it was so comfortable. I cried. I was like, I am running and I'm crying.
That was funny.
It was really emotional because I hadn't had a, at that point, a high impact sports bra I can run in that wasn't wired, that felt second skin. And so it was really, really moving. But also it was just, as a bra nerd, I was just like overstimulated. There were so many cool things.
You're making me so jealous. I can't wait to try this.
It's pretty bomb.
I think that's one, the thing, right? Like, for example, with the wireless separation, all throughout the design process and the development process, I didn't know whether it was actually going to work.
Right.
Just because I hadn't seen it being done before. So in my mind, I was like, okay, one of the biggest things that the people that I had surveyed before were mentioning was the fact that whenever they had some, like a sports bra that they considered that was actually supportive to them, they just had to have one on that was so tight and that kind of like smooshed everything into the center, you know, like into one uniboob. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest feedback and that I had. And I started out the design saying, look, one of the biggest things that it has to have is that it has to separate, but I'm going to try to do it without a wire just because I want it to be a bit more, you know, flexible. And the inside doesn't have to be kind of like with a hard wire inside. So I know that, you know, lots of people kind of shy away from wearing a wire just because they're normally wearing the wrong size bra. Mm-hmm. Again, we go back to the missizing and everything. But I really do think that if you're doing something like running and, you know, these other high impact activities that you can do, it's definitely still more comfortable to be wireless. So, and the other thing is that even from my own experience, like trying to find a supportive sports bra while I was working out on the beach, you know, surrounded by women in bikinis and everything, I didn't want to go through the whole thing of wearing these kind of like armor looking sports bras. So I did focus as well a lot on the aesthetics. And to try and kind of reduce the impact that all of the seams that you need to actually create the support they have on the appearance of the bra, which is why then the extra coverage of the compression layer works so well, I think, as well.
Yeah, it's like a really cute crop top looking like bra.
Exactly. And now with all of, you know, with everyone kind of working out in just a sports bra and a matching pair of leggings, then I thought, like, what better way than to make it look into like a normal crop top.
Love that.
It's so cool. Everyone has to try it because I love it. I love it. Okay, so moving on, because I want to talk about your new products actually. So what is your new, because I know you have several bras, but I know you just came out with a tank, is that correct?
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind the tank and what is the tank?
Okay, so basically, there are two new products, right? There is a tank top and a kind of active bralette. This is another thing that I kind of struggled how to name it, what to name it kind of, because I found it so versatile and you can do so many different things in it that I didn't know whether to call it kind of like a bralette or a low impact sports bra. I don't know. I still don't know now. It's launched. I called it an active bralette. And we know what the heck is an active bralette anyway, but with the tank, it's basically a longer line, so like a longer version of the bralette, because I know that lots of women were also asking for more coverage, because there are also lots of options that are crop tops at the moment. So it's like almost every other tank top that you see is coming in a cropped version.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of requests for longer things like that don't necessarily that aren't necessarily cropped. So yeah, the tank top, it's basically the bra in a longer format. But the good thing about it is that it kind of like has a bra inbuilt. So you don't need to wear another bra with it just because the bra and the support is already there and you can just wear the tank top on its own and go about your normal day. And
a fuller bust dream,
you know, that's basically it. And I think as well, at the moment, there's a lot of this trend, like this no bra trend going around.
Yeah.
And I think it just came at the absolute right time, just because, as well, summer is coming here, at least in the northern hemisphere. Like, just going about your day without actually having to wear a bra and just wearing this tank top that actually, again, looks good. You can wear to the gym. You can wear literally out for cocktails. I literally had a friend saying, wow, I can even wear this for a wedding and pair it with a skirt or something, just because she thought that it looked so nice that she literally made this comment. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't even ever think that this, you know, piece of sportswear, if you want to call it sportswear, would be even considered for something like a wedding. Because she said, you know, she just felt like it was elegant looking.
I'm excited to try it. Yeah, it looks very, like, again, all of your stuff is very sleek looking, right? And so it looks like sleek and tailored. And so that will lend itself to, you know, wear it with slacks or wear it with leggings. And I saw it and I was like, oh, this is one of those staples. We're gonna need.
It's also something that lots of, you know, fuller busted women don't really have this option so much. Of going braless. I think it's always probably been a dream of a lot of women to, you know, ditch the bra and just put on a tank top and get out of the house and do your chores, run your errands, or I don't know, do whatever you need to do without actually having to put on a bra. And that's one of the things that I want to do with this brand as well, is to bring about options that are available for, you know, smaller chested women to women with bigger cup sizes. And I think that is probably going to be very appreciated. I think.
I really do think that is very, very appreciated. Like, so many people want to be able to wear a braless, like you're saying. Me, as one of them, there's very few things that I could wear braless confidently outside of the house. So I'm really excited to give this a go. So let's just talk a little bit about your future. What is happening? What's coming up in the next little bit for Fig Game?
So obviously I just launched the two new products. So there was like a whole year, probably longer actually, like a year and 2 or 3 months of development. So that's been quite a long time of my life, kind of focused on the development of these new products. There are actually two other products in development as well, but they're not coming up I think around September, I think, if I manage to, I mean, one of them is already ready. I just need to do like some final tweaks, but the other one, probably next year. So yeah, but in the meantime, I think one of the biggest things that I need to work on now is rather than products, because I've, you know, just launched these two new products recently, is probably getting, you know, more people to know about the brand and kind of spread the word, not just about the brand, but also about, you know, bra sizing, and educate a bit more about how a bra should fit and what you should look for when you're searching for a bra. And yeah, I think if the brand starts to be known a bit more, then automatically it will spread the word more about bras and kind of spread the education a bit more as well. So I think that's very important.
Yeah. Guys, one of the reasons we love talking to like small business owners is so you guys can see the reality of these processes, which is, these brands are very much dependent upon like support, right? I mean, all brands are, but like if you see a small brand that's doing something really, really cool and innovative and you want to see more from them, it's kind of up to the customer to, you know, support and then word of mouth share. Like that's all very, very important to empower the brand to then offer more things, because it can be very limited or limiting if they don't have that like word of mouth. So please like go check out Fit Game and order some things and then share it, because I can promise you like her products are high quality. Like it is like the quality mm-hmm. is there for these things, but she won't be able to do more without like that growing customer base and that loyal customer yes. base.
And never being scared to, like at the beginning, Nicole mentioned that she takes on customer feedback. So don't ever be scared to then go and yeah. give your opinion, share the things that you love, share the things that you might want or want tweaked, whatever it is. I'm sure she would love to hear everything that you have to say and take that on board.
Yeah. And I think even like the turnaround time on, if there is any feedback, just the fact that, you know, the bras are made to order for this mm-hmm. for this moment. Yeah. If there is any feedback that I see that is consistent between, you know, a couple of customers and I'm hearing mm-hmm. this same feedback, it's like the products, they're not in stock. I'm creating them mm-hmm. for your order. So right. If there is any feedback, I can take on that right. feedback so fast mm-hmm. and the product mm-hmm. can improve so fast just, you know, from the direct mm-hmm. customer feedback. So I think that's a very... I found this very interesting. So yeah, it's very, very important that, you know, all brands will probably take on customer feedback. It's just, there is a kind of longer totally. Life cycle to taking on that feedback and implementing it. So when you're working, when you're buying something from a smaller business and you're giving feedback, that feedback is being taken on much, much faster. Yes, so I think.
Agreed. Madison, do you have any other questions for Nicole?
I don't have questions. I just, I am very excited to try more things because I cannot like emphasize enough how life-changing it was to have that bra. And I can't recommend people try it enough because I was really shocked. Like when I got it in, I was like, wow, especially since again, it's made to order. I was like, what the quality? Like the so like everything about it, like I was not, you know, I wasn't expecting it to be at that like established brand quality level. And so please guys hear me, take a chance on Nicole's pieces because as soon as I got her bra, like for as long as I was that size, that was like the sports bra I ran in like daily. I was like washing it in the sink and like putting it back on. So, high marks. So yeah, that's what I want to end on. It's like, oh, please no. try it.
Okay, I think I'm starting to blush.
You should.
Now.
I should
hang out with you a bit more, I guess.
Amazing. Well, Nicole, do you have anything else that you want to say to us or to the audience before we go?
Yeah. So actually I have a new color of the two new products that recently came out, and I think it's going to be an interesting one for lots of people. And there's also a new color coming in September along with the other new product. So, you know, there are still things coming along in the pipeline. And yeah, there's an interesting concept that's going to be going on. So I can't say much about it. So I have to be a bit aloof. But yeah, so watch out for the new color, which is coming literally next month in July.
Awesome.
And then also the new products in September along with the new color as well. So I think that's going to be quite interesting for lots of people just because, you know, as well, colors are a bit lacking, even with my brand. I mean, I did kind of fall into a small business trap, I would say, with the Impact Bra sometimes that it's a bit difficult to come out with new colors. Yeah. So that is something that I'm working on with these two new products, with the Ambition Bra and the Unity Tank, to be able to provide lots of different options in terms of colors and not just black, you know, black or beige, which are the two main colors, I guess, when someone is looking for a bra and they're over a D cup.
We're so excited for A, the new products, and B, the new colors. We always appreciate someone trying to give us more than black and beige, although I love black. You know, sometimes we need more color in our closet. So, but again, we so appreciate you coming on and you spending the time to kind of tell our audience about your brand. And yeah, we're excited to see what's coming next, even though it's very secret.
Very intrigued. So.
Just a part of it.
We're so, so grateful that you were able to come on here and watch, and make sure to like, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.